here on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, visiting with PCM golfers Easton Van Veen and Nick Farver to talk about their home triangular here on Thursday and kind of just how the season has gone so far for them. Nick, if you maybe want to start, talk about you shot really well today here at home. Can you kind of walk me through your efforts in the meet a little bit and what went well for you today?
I got off to a rough start on the first hole. I double bogeyed, but I kind of battled my way back on my next three holes. I was 2 under, and then from there I just played solid golf till kind of the end, and I struggled there, but I still fought through the rest of the day, and I ended up shooting a pretty good round and got second.
Can you kind of talk about that shot that you mentioned too that you hit earlier today?
On hole 7, I hit my tee shot and it was landed about probably a foot away from the hole and just rolled out to about 2 foot, and it was a nice little shot. I mean, that helped me get back to even par, and then just kind of helped momentum going forward.
Easton, can you kind of talk about your day a little bit today and how it went?
Yeah, off the tee was a little rough. Just, I don't know, wasn't really hitting it very well. Battled a little bit, but wasn't the best I wanted today, so.
And we'll go back to you, Nick, kind of this, with the season so far, how do you feel that your season has progressed from that first meet of the year all the way to where we're at now? I know that some meets have been canceled because of weather, and you've had some days that are nicer than other days, but can you kind of talk about how your season's gone overall?
I would say definitely from the start, I have been playing better. It's more so just, I mean, consistency, and my putting has gotten a lot better. And then as a team, we have done, I would say we've done pretty well. A little bit, like, not necessarily what we've expected so far, but I think we're getting close to the point where we're going to be winning some meets and, like, really putting out some good scores.
Easton, same to you. Kind of what's gone well for you this season?
It's been solid. As a team, I feel like we have a lot of guys that can go really low. It's just a matter of us all playing together good, like, at one time, I guess. But, yeah, individually, I guess, I've had a pretty good start. Just keeping the confidence is really what keeps us going, I guess.
Does the weather affect you guys a little bit? Because obviously at the end of last week, we had some 70, almost 80 degree days, and now here we are again. It was rainy this morning and then like 50 degrees. Does that change your game or your plan up a little bit?
I would say for sure, because like normally we have guys that play really well in the not so great weather, but since we haven't had any really good weather last week, we lost by one shot to Nevada at West Marshall, and I think if we were just like used to playing in that nicer weather and we had actually played a couple of rounds, I think we would have beat them and put really good scores that week. But I'd say that the meets that aren't necessarily as good, we're more advanced in those because like we're all very good at ball striking, so we can adjust. And those meets that are harder conditions, I feel like we do really well in.
I feel like it definitely changes up our game plan of how we're going to hit the shot, I guess. Being able to go at more pins just because the ground's a little more wet, and being aggressive, smart but aggressive, I guess, really helps.
And you guys being juniors and seniors, and, you know, obviously your team has a little bit of a range of some upperclassmen that have played well, but also some younger guys that are coming up too. You know, what is it like to have a little bit of that diversity on your team between some of your experienced guys, but also the experienced guys being able to take some of those younger guys under their wing and kind of show them the ropes a little bit?
I think it's great having some of those younger guys there because once we're gone, those are going to be the guys that are running everything for us. And, I mean, it's looking really well. I'm looking really good. They're a really good group of guys behind us, and I think it's going to be really good. And getting those guys in those meets now is a really good thing, so they know these courses because we play in the same courses pretty much every year.
Yeah, I guess we really got some guys that you never know who's going to come in with a low score. And I think that's a really good thing to have. And just knowing you're not just playing for yourself, you're playing for your team, and there's other guys too. So.
And how do you guys, you know, do you guys each have, obviously a team goal probably for you guys this year would be able to make it to state as a team, which would be awesome, but do you have any individual goals at all kind of as you go throughout the rest of the season to improve on your game?
I would say one of my goals is it would be really nice to repeat as conference champions, and even last year I won medalist at conference. I think it'd be really cool to win medalist at conference again. And, I mean, I think as a team it'd be really nice to shoot under 300 for a total score. I think that would just really boost our confidence, especially if we can do it as we're going into districts and sectionals. And then personal goal would probably be just hopefully being able to shoot under par at one of the meets.
Yeah, I'd say a sub 300 round would be, we'd be ecstatic for that. And individually, I guess, really just, I don't like to have expectations. I like to go in and just play my golf and do whatever I do. So I guess whatever comes, whatever comes.
That's been Nick Farver and Easton Van Veen here on today's Lely Radio Sports page. This is Clayton Sampson for K98 Careless Radio.